那天直到永远。
So the word of God has been established in the heavens, and they will last forever.
刚刚我们有姐妹说，我们的灵魂最重要的，房子可以烧掉，命即使没有了，要确知我们的灵魂是不是在神的手中，这是最重要的一件事。
And earlier we had a sister share with us, that our spirit is the most important thing. We may lose our house, physical possessions, we might even lose our life, but the most important is our spirit.
平常我们不太把这件事看为重，因为传道人常常会被请去办追思礼拜，我们看到那个结局，我们就知道那个真的是最重要的一件事。
Now, for most people, this might not be something that, we think about often. But as preachers and pastors, we're often invited to memorial services, and we see it, often.
上个礼拜我们读约翰福音14:1-3。
And last week we were reading John chapter 14, verses 1-3.
非常宝贵，这两三句话也安定在天，直到永远。
And these verses are really precious, and we know they come from the heaven, come from God.
这两三句话是耶稣快要离开世界的时候，他跟他的门徒。
These words were from Jesus when he spoke to his disciples the days before he was to leave.
好，我们来读好不好？既然这么宝贵，1-3，这是耶稣讲的话，他跟他的门徒讲的话。哈，你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我，在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我就早已告诉你们了，我去原是为你们预备地方去。我若去为你们预备了地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在哪里，叫你们也在那里。
Now, these are the words Jesus spoke to his disciples. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me.In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you may also be where I am.
耶稣真的去了。
We know Jesus really went.
他这边的去就是指他要离开这个活人之地的今世，要去。
And here when Jesus says he's going somewhere, Jesus is saying he's leaving the physical world.
去到哪里？父那里。
And he's going to where the Father is.
他说他去是为我们，就是为这些信他的人预备地方。
And he said he's going because he's going there to prepare a place for those who believe in him.
他说在我父的家里有很多住处，我要为你们这些信我的人预备地方。
And Jesus said, where the Father is in this house, there are many rooms, and I'm going there to prepare a place for you.
所以如果我们在 活着的时候一直都信耶稣，我们确知而且是跟随耶稣，确定我们离开世界的时候，天家有我们的住处。
So as long as we live on this earth, if we know we are following Jesus, then we know with confidence that there is a place prepared for us.
他说我如果去为你们预备的地方，还要再来接你们。
And Jesus said that if I'm going to prepare a place for you, then I will come back for you.
我在哪里，叫你们也在那里。
And where I am, I will bring you there as well.
这处圣经可以是给所有信耶稣的人一个非常大的定心丸。
So for all those who believe in Jesus, these scriptures are, they give us confidence.
Yeah.
An assurance.
我记得我爸爸，我跟我的爸爸，跟我爸爸传福音，还不确知他的情形。那个时候他还不是很信，但是他对基督徒有好印象。那他得了重病，医生说不治之症。
So I remember when I was first sharing the gospel with my father, and when I wasn't sure how he really felt, but I did know that he, you know, he had some positive views about Christians. And at one point, he had a really severe illness, where doctors said, he didn't really have much time to live.
那个时候，我跟我先生常为他祷告。我爸爸名字叫荣基。
And at that time, me and my husband, we prayed for my father often.
那我们的祷告就说，主啊，爸爸的名字叫荣基，就是要荣耀基督。如果他没有清楚得救，不容他离开世界。
And my father's name was Rong Ji, and in Chinese, you know, we were basically praying that, you know, his name is meant to mean that you'll bring glorify
Christ.
The name of Christ. And so we prayed that if he hasn't been saved yet, to not allow him to pass away in this life.
后来我父亲，我们知道他是清楚得救。离开世界。
And later on, we knew that he was sincerely saved before he passed away.
这是最重要的一件事。
And so this is the most important thing.
那他说，我去是为你们预备地方，因为如果没有耶稣去，我们是不可能进天家的。
And Jesus said that he's going to prepare a place for us. And if Jesus didn't go, there is no way for us to also join him.
那耶稣怎么去？
And so how did Jesus go?
我们都知道，我们都信主人都知道，他被挂在十字架上。
And, you know, how did Jesus go? And we as Christians, we know that Jesus went by dying on the cross.
他没有罪，可是为了替我们除掉罪，所以他被挂在十字架上。
Now Jesus did not have sin, but he became sin for us and hung on the cross, so that we could be saved.
然后呢，因为他这样子无限量的顺服天父。
And because of his complete obedience to the Father.
所以当他死了以后，
So when he died,
圣灵，神的灵就无限量的来临到他。
The power of the Holy Spirit is able to come upon him.
圣经讲，他将命倾倒，他把他的命都倒空了。
And we know, you know, the scriptures says that Jesus poured out his life.
那父就把他的灵无限量的充满他。
And so the Father put his spirit back.
那呀，充满他，所以圣经讲，那个圣灵就运行在他死的身体里，就把死亡的权势驱逐出去。
And because he was so full of, you know, the Holy Spirit, when it came upon his physical body, it was also, you know, it was able to conquer the powers of death.
所以圣经讲，死亡抓他抓不住。因为圣灵的大能把死亡驱逐出去，他又活过来了。
And so that's why, you know, in scripture we know that the death could not take hold of him because of, you know, this almighty power, and we know that he resurrected again.
那他活过来以后，四十天之久向人显现，以后他升天。
And we know after he resurrected, he was withhis disciples for 40 days, and then he ascended to the heavens.
他升天要回到天上父那里，空中有很多的恶魔的权势。
And we know that that moment when he was going to ascend back into back to heaven to where the Father was, we also know that, you know, there are powers of darkness in the heavens as well.
保罗不是说我们是跟属空中属灵气的恶魔征战，对不对？
And we know Paul also writes that we fight, you know, against the principalities and powers of darkness.
空中那些邪魔的权势使我们没有办法突破，可是耶稣就突破了。圣经说他掳掠了空中属灵气的众邪魔。
We know that, you know, we ourselves as people cannot, you know, pierce through these powers of darkness, but when Jesus ascended, he was able to, you know, go through all of that.
他回到天上去。
And he went back to heaven.
坐在父的右边。
And sat on the right hand of God.
这个就是他得荣耀，这个就是耶稣讲的得荣耀。
And this is what Jesus referred to as receiving glory.
他得荣耀的方式，得荣耀的方式跟我们世人不一样。我们世人得荣耀是大家都给他拍掌啊。他得荣耀的方式是被交付死地，死而复活，升天，回天家。
And so the way Jesus was glorified is completely different than how, you know, people on earth want to be glorified. People on earth, we want to have people's praise and adoration. But for Jesus, it was his death and resurrection and ascension.
这一条路他就帮我们打通了。
And so Jesus, he made this clear path for us.
通天的路他帮我们打通了。
He fought open this way for us to have a direct connection to heaven.
然后他跟他的门徒说他还在世上跟门徒显现四十天之久，他跟门徒说你们不要离开耶路撒冷，要等候父所应许的，就是要被圣灵充满。
And during those 40 days Jesus told his disciples not to leave Jerusalem but to wait for the Holy Spirit to fill them.
那你们就会得到从上头来的能力，使你们可以成为我的见证。
And so that his disciples would be able toreceive the power from the Holy Spirit to be a testimony for Jesus.
上个礼拜我们有讲，耶稣曾经跟他的门徒说，我要求父，父就差遣保惠师来，就是真理的圣灵，要住在你们的里面，要永远与你们同住。
And last week we talked about how Jesus told the disciples that he's asking the FatherTo send the counselor to them so that the counselor would dwell in them, which is the spirit of truth, and to lead them into all knowledge of who God is.
他讲的话应验了，后来他就差遣圣灵下来。
And these words were fulfilled. And later on, we know that Jesus, they sent down the Holy Spirit to the disciples.
神讲话是会应验的。按着他的时候要应验。
We know, you know, the words of Jesus, the word of God, they will be fulfilled according to God's timing.
当我们配合神，相信他的话，顺服他的时候，这个话就会按着时候应验在我们生命中。
So when we align ourselves to God, and we submit to Him and follow Him, and we knowGod's words will be fulfilled in our lives.
所以耶稣的门徒那个时候听了耶稣的话，没有离开耶路撒冷，就在耶路撒冷的马可楼祷告祷告祷告，等候祷告，按着圣灵所指示的去做一些他们生命中的调整。
So the disciples, they really trusted in Jesus' words, so they didn't leave Jerusalem and they prayed in the upper room.
十天到就是五旬节，圣灵就大浇灌。
And they did this for 10 days, and on the Pentecost, that's when the Holy Spirit came down.
他们就领受了圣灵，然后圣灵的大能，彼得就成为一个刚强的一个属灵的领袖了。
And at that moment, they receive the power from the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit came upon them. And even Peter, you know, he became strengthened in his faith.
耶稣之前跟他们说, 圣灵来的时候, 哦, 他说, 在约翰福音14章12节, 他说, 我实实在在地告诉你们, 我所做的事, 信我的人也要做, 并且要做比这更大的事, 因为我往父那里去。
And that's why in John chapter 14, verse 12, it says, Jesus said, I tell you the truth, anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father.
就是指这样的事。到父那里去，差派圣灵下来，圣灵浇灌信靠顺服的人，使他们充满了天上来的能力，然后就可以做甚至比耶稣更大的事。And
so this is exactly what, you know, really happened is that because Jesus went to the Father, the Holy Spirit was able to come down and to allow, you know, us, the disciples as well, to have the power, to have the Holy Spirit to do great things.
其实是耶稣在做事，不是门徒在做事。所以你看，都应验了，神的话是不是安定在天？
But actually, you know, we know it's not the disciples who are doing these things. It was the Holy Spirit. It was God. And here we see that all of God's words, you know, are fulfilled.
所以彼得，当他们在地上的时候，他们就让圣灵带去做主的工。And
so you can see, you know, that when the, you know, the apostles were there in the time, they allowed the Holy Spirit to lead them.
我地上的帐篷，就是他的肉身，如果拆毁了，就要回天家，得到天上的那个房屋。我们知道帐篷是。 随时可以收，可以拆，可以盖，对不对？房屋就是永远就是固定在那里。
And we also know that. What were you talking about, Paul? Were you saying Paul said?
Paul.
Is it Paul? Yeah. Yeah. So we know in Scripture, Paul also talks about how, you know, when he talks about like when he's about to die, or if he has to die, that, you know, he's gonna leave the physical tent that he's in on earth. We know that, you know, he's talking about in the spiritual sense. And we know that, you know, tents are things that can be moved around, right, from place to place, which is different than, you know, a house, which is, you know, set firm into some sort of foundation.
这个又是一个证明，对不对？他清楚，他天上，他要穿上天上的房屋。
And so, you know, Paul knew, understood that, you know, he's leaving the earthly tent so that he can take on this heavenly house.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们如果真的，就是坚定的信靠我们的主，我们将来我们的归宿。
So brothers and sisters, if we diligently follow, you know, Jesus, then we know we have this heavenly home waiting for us.
那他说，耶稣说，我去到那里，我会再来接你们。他再来接就是怎么来？他不是以一个肉身的耶稣来，他是以基督的灵，圣灵，就是基督的灵，住在我们的里面。
And this taking us together to go with him is through the Holy Spirit, because he gave us the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is within us, and that's what allows us to also join.
这是圣灵的工作,
And this is the work of the Holy Spirit.
我们看着一些人离开世界的时候，很叫我们受感动。
We've been touched by some individuals who have left this world.
因为真的看到圣灵把他们接回天家。
Because we've witnessed that it's the Holy Spirit, who led them, back to the heavenly home.
那，但是上个礼拜我们说这个是按字面来看真的就是这么 神讲的这个话真的就是有这么一件事所以耶稣说如果没有我早就告诉你们的就是真的有
And we know what Jesus said is true and real because even here Jesus says you know if it was not true then I would have told you
真的是有所以我现在告诉你们
But because there really is, so I'm going to tell you now.
那圣灵会来帮助你们这件事。
And the Holy Spirit will help you understand this.
但上个礼拜我们说，除了这个之外，因为我们知道，我们得永生，在神有，在我们有过去、现在、未来，在神，他就是永恒，所以他的生命是永永远远的，他是初，他是终。
And when it comes to the matter of eternal life, you know, for us as humans, we have our past, we have a present, and we have the future. But with God, He's eternal. You know, He's the beginning and the end.
我们看一下约翰福音第三章十四节。
Let us look at John chapter 3, verse 14.
十四十五节。摩西在旷野怎样举蛇，人子也必照样被举起来，叫一切信他的都得永生。
So, verses 14 and 15. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life.
你知道，我们得永生。我们现在活着的时候，耶稣在讲的这是地上的事。我们 在地上，我们相信十字架上的耶稣基督是为我背负我的罪、除掉我的罪而死的。那我就跟他同死，我就跟他同复活，我就得永生。
And so what Jesus is speaking of is for those of us who are on right now in this physical world.Basically, Jesus is saying, if you believe in what he did, that he died on the cross to pay for your sins, if you believe that, then you too, you know, have died with him and also will resurrect with him and have this eternal life.
那个永远的生命就在我们的里面。
And so this eternal life is within us.
这个生命在地上，在今生就开始。
And this life begins while we're on this earth.
我们就开始品尝耶稣属天的生命，品尝天恩的滋味。
And so we begin to have a foretaste of the life that is to come.
所以，约翰福音十四章第六节，当耶稣说要到父那里去，要有门路，对不对？到父那里是一个目的地，你要到目的地，你要有门路啊。十四章第六节。
And so in John chapter 14 verse 6, Jesus is saying that there is this door, there is this way to get to where he is.
耶稣说：“我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。”
And Jesus says.I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
那刚刚我们已经讲到父那里去，按着这个圣经字面的意思，我们很清楚，就是天家父在那里。那另外一个就是我刚刚第二次讲的，我们在地上欲尝天恩的滋味，我们也是要到父那里去，不是说要回天家，而是到父那里去。就是指神在地上为我们预备的一个福地。上个礼拜我讲过，对不对？福地。
So here, you know, Jesus says that he is the way, the truth, and the life. And we just talked about how, based on what we're reading here, you know, where we're going is twofold. One is the heavenly home, right, where we're going. But also there's a place in terms of the life God has given us on this physical world that God wants us to lead us into.
我们看一下以赛亚书第六十二章。
Let us turn to Isaiah chapter 62. Verse 4.
我们一起读好不好？因为这个是福音，福音的精髓在这里。哈，啊，他说：“你必不再称为撇弃的。”你的地也不再称为荒凉的，你却要称为我所喜悦的。你的地也必称为有夫之妇，因为耶和华喜悦你，你的地也必归他。
Okay, verse 4. No longer will they call you deserted, or your name, or your land desolate.But you will be called Hephzibah and your land Beulah, for the Lord will take delight in you, and your land will be married.
Okay, 那他说我们信我们归于他，我们信耶稣归于他的时候，我们不再称为撇弃的。以前我们是跟神没有关系，我们是被撇弃的。
So when we start to have this relationship with God again, we'll no longer be deserted.
我们的地，地就是我们这个人的生命，我们的心地，我们整个人的生命，不再称为荒凉的。
And this land that's referred here is, it's also a word for, you know, our lives, our spiritual life. And here it's saying that we'll no longer be.Desolate.
你却要称为我所喜悦的。
But instead, we're going to be ones that God delights in.
那个英文讲说 ，My delight in her， 就是说神的喜悦在你身上。
And so here, you know, it means that God's delight is going to be upon you.
你的地也必称为有夫之地。有夫之妇。
And then also that your land will be one where there's, you know, that's married.
这个上个礼拜我们唱说那个福地就是 builder 嘞，那个 builder 西班牙文的意思就是说已婚的 married。那我们知道以前。一个先生，一个先生非常爱太太，他是眷顾他的，他是照顾他的，他是滋润他的。
We know here, the Beulah land again means that it's land where, the land is filled with marriage and is married. And if you think about, you know, a marriage and how, the husband, you know, cares for his wife.
Yeah.那，所以呢，我们的灵魂体就是神的这一块地，是被神眷顾。
And so our spirit, our body, our mind, it's all being, I guess,
taken care of
by God.
那我们需要被神治理。
And we also need God to mold us.
然后我们这个人就全然被神浇灌。
So that we can be filled with God.
这个是圣经讲的福地。
And so this is, you know, the land of blessing.
Yeah, builder land. 那个他们就讲 builder land. 那这个是神要把我们带进去的。
And so God wants to bring us into this kind of place.
神用什么来浇灌我们？
And so, what does God do to fill us?
神用他的爱，
God uses,
他的圣灵，神的圣灵把神的爱浇灌到我们里面。
God uses His love, and His, through His Holy Spirit, to fill us.
神将他的福浇灌我们。
And He fills us with His blessings.
我们的灵魂体不再不需要再是荒凉的。
And so we are no longer desolate.
是蒙滋润的。
But we're filled.
这是圣经给我们讲的福音的内容。
And so this is, you know, all part of, you know, the gospel that is being told through the scriptures.
在旧约里边，神也用一个，神很奇妙，神用历史的事件或者历史的一些地啊，来形容一个生命的光景。啊，我们看《生命记》第十一章。
We know in the Old Testament, God uses, you know, historical events and places to describe and help us understand the outlook of the human life.
这是一种也是一种比喻，实质上是这样，但是也是象征着属灵的实质。
So it's a metaphor, but it's also revealing spiritual truth. Let us turn to
11, 生命记。
Deuteronomy chapter 11.
十一章，啊，十一章第十节那边说，你要进去得为业的那地，本不像你出来的埃及地。
Verse 10 says, "The land you are entering to take over is not like the land of Egypt, from which you have come."
十一节，你们要过去得为业的那地。乃是有山有谷，雨水滋润之地。
And verse 11 says, "But the land you are crossing the Jordan to take possession of is the land of mountains and valleys that drinks rain from heaven."
你看，他说这一块地是有山有谷，雨水滋润之地。
It says it's a land of mountains and valleys that drinks rain from heaven.
我们知道雨水常常预表圣灵。
And we know in the scriptures, rain often refers to, symbolizes the Holy Spirit.
好，第十二节，是耶和华你神所眷顾的，从岁首到年终，耶和华你神的眼目时常看顾那地。
In verse 12 it says, "It is a land the Lord your God cares for." The eyes of the Lord your God are continually on it from the beginning of the year to its end.
弟兄姊妹，我们是这样子的在被神眷顾。
Brothers and sisters, you know, we are being cared for God in this way.
Well, 我 second part 要到哪里去 ？OK。我的 second part 的人我到哪里去？奇怪，我怎么 ？OK， 那我就印着信讲了哈。这个是非常的重要，我上个礼拜已经差不多讲了，我今天差不多就是再复习一遍，然后讲得更细哈。弟兄姊妹，主耶稣在以赛亚书三十章，我另外一个不晓得到哪里去，以赛亚书三十章。
Let us turn to Isaiah chapter 30.
神说，我刚刚说， 这都是神，都是圣灵做的工作，哈。嗯，哦，对不起，我现在想起来，我们这个等一下再讲哈。我们看一下诗篇118篇。
Actually, let's first turn to Psalms 118.
我刚刚讲，我们要到父那里去，要有门路，不论是真的回天家的到父那里去，或者是在这个地上，在圣灵的这个境地里进入天国。耶稣说我们要进入天国，就是进入这个福地。好，我们都要有门路。
So earlier what I was saying is that there has to be some sort of way, a door, a path, whether it is going to our heavenly home or to this Beulah land, this place of blessing that God is leading us to. And in many cases, Jesus talked about it as, you know, the kingdom of heaven coming to earth. There has to be a way.
那有人说，我确定我已经重生了吗？我已经进天国了吗？
And some people might ask, you know, have I been saved? Have I really entered into the kingdom of heaven?
只是我的感觉，我的情感而已呢？还是我的生命真的进到了这个地步了呢？进到那个我们说天国的境界，得救的地场了呢？
Is it just my own feelings, or you know, have I really entered into the kingdom of heaven?
那在诗篇一百一十八篇，这边有很好的诠释哈。
And in Psalms 118, there are scriptures that give us assurance.
这篇诗他讲到有一个人，他经过很大的困难、急难。那他说，我在急难中求告耶和华，他帮助我，所以我就不害怕，人能够把我怎么样呢？
And in Psalms 118, it's a story here about a person who is going through a lot of suffering, and he cries out to God for God to save him, and God does. So, you know, whom should, you know, he fear?
他说，虽然我的仇敌好像用尽各种方法要使我跌倒。
And it says, you know, even though my enemies, you know, try all types of ways to cause me to fall.
但是我的神帮助我。
But my God helps me.
第十七节，十七、十八节，我必不致死。人要存活，并要传扬耶和华的作为。耶和华虽严严的惩治我，却未曾将我交于死亡。
Verses 17 and 18, I will not die but live, and will proclaim that the Lord of what the Lord has done. The Lord has chastened me severely, but he has not given me over to death.
第十七节。他说我必不致死，仍要存活。可见他这个已经在一个很危险的里面，他讲这样的话哈。昨天晚上有一个姐妹来我们家拜访我们，他就 OK。
So verse 17, you know, here perhaps we can see that this person was in a dire circumstance that he would say, I will not die but live.
那这个姊妹就讲起她曾经怎么样的愚昧，以至于闯了一个祸，受了很大的亏损。
And last night, there was a sister who came over to my house and shared about how, in the past, she made a mistake.
A very big mistake.
A grave mistake, and it costed her dearly.
Yeah, 她的就是身心灵都受到很大的。很不容易哈。
And because of that, you know, she suffered a lot spiritually and emotionally.
可是呢，后来，神在这个我不要讲很久，因为会讲很多时间哈。神就他到底是一个神的孩子， 神就借着人跟他讲，你有没有信心呢？你的信心在哪里？你怎么这样多埋怨呢？好，你要相信神。
And because she is a child of God, someone came up to her one day and basically told her, you know, where is your faith? Don't you believe in God? Don't keep complaining.
You know? 另外一件事呢，我已经忘掉了，我不晓得学龙记不记得，我已经忘掉了哈。然后他说，他就想到说，他要去亲近神。
And so through this, she felt like she needed to draw near to God.
她依靠神。
To rely on God.
结果她常常就把她的担子卸给神。
So she learned to give her burdens to God.
她说半年多以后。
And she said after half a year.
她自己都没有想到，她这个人改变了。
She didn't even, you know, really realize it, but she changed as a person.
环境不一定马上改变，可是她这个人被改变了。
So her circumstances didn't immediately change, but her person changed.
后来神跟着就有一些奇妙的，他们想不到的祝福就临到
了。And God, you know, through, you know, miraculously brought, you know, different kinds of blessings into her life.
我就看到十七节后半部说，我仍要存活，并要传扬耶和华的作为。
And so I think about this verse where says, you know, I will not die but live, and will proclaim what the Lord has done.
他的意思就是说，神不会有问题，很多问题就是我们这个人。
And so what this means often is that God doesn't have, you know, problems. A lot of times the problems is ourselves.
当我们这个人被调对了
，And when we are changed by God，
许多事情就跟着来了。
A lot of the blessings God has will come。
是啊，那十九节到二十三节，我要谈的是这一段话，所谓的门路。我们一起读好吗
？So let's read verses 19 to 23。
给我敞开一门，我要进去称谢耶和华。这是耶和华的门，一人要进去，我要称谢你，因为你已经应允我，又成了我的拯救。匠人所砌的石头已成了房角的头块石头，这是耶和华所做的，在我们眼中看为稀奇。二十四节我们也跟着读，这是耶和华所定的日子，我们在其中要高兴欢喜。二十四节我们刚唱诗歌的时候有唱到这一句哈，那这句话的意思就是说，神这个救我们，我们靠着门得靠着神得救的这个情况，天天都可以发生。
So verses 19 to 24。Open for me the gates of righteousness. I will enter and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord through which the righteous may enter. I will give you thanks, for you answered me. You have become my salvation. The stone the builders rejected has become the capstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
他说，给我敞开一门，我要进去。给我敞开一门，我要进去称谢耶和华。
Verse 19 again, it says to open the gates of righteousness, and I will enter and give thanks to the Lord.
这是耶和华的门，义人要进去。
And this is the gate of God that the righteous should enter through.
我要进去天国的境界，得救的地场，我要进这个门。
And so I want to enter into this kingdom of God, into the place of salvation. I have to enter through this door.
这个门是耶和华的门。
And this is the gate of the Lord.
约翰福音第十章第七节，耶稣说，我就是羊的门。第九节，我就是门，从我进来的 必然得救，并且出入得草吃。
In John chapter 10, verse 9, Jesus says that he is the gate. He's the gate for the sheep. And whoever enters through me will be saved.
我们说马太福音第七章那边讲到说，窄门，你要进入永生，要进窄门。这个门就是耶稣，靠着耶稣，他是羊的门，他是耶和华神为我们定的这个门。义门，我们只有借着他，只有这个门，唯一的门。
And similarly, you know, Jesus talked about, you know, the narrow gate versus the wide gate, and how to enter into the kingdom of heaven is through the narrow gate. You know, Jesus is the only gate. This is the one gate that the righteous should enter through.
现在已经有很多人说，好像。有很多甚至是所谓传基督教信仰的，他认为不一定要靠着耶稣，不一定要靠着耶稣，我就不敢讲说你是不是真的就进入圣经所应许的这一个这个救恩。好。
And even today we know there are a lot of there are people out there, and even some who are in the, perhaps in the Christian community who might believe or think that.You know, Jesus is not the only way, and you know I dare not, you know, say that whether or not, you know, they can even enter into heaven.
因为只有耶稣能替我们除掉罪。
And because only Jesus can pay off our sin.
只有这个罪除掉，神才可能与我们同在。
And it's only when the sin is dealt with that's when God can dwell with us.
所以耶稣是唯一的那个门。
So Jesus is the only way.
是耶和华为我们所定的通天的门。
And Jesus is the way that God has given us for us to be with him.
别的说法我不去研究，但是我知道一件事。我若是靠着耶稣进去，我如果靠进去这个门，我就一定得救。
So I don't need to dwell on all the other, you know, religions or ideas or philosophies. All I need to know is that if I put my trust in God and follow Jesus, believe in Jesus, I can enter through this gate.
我如果跟他同死，我一定会跟他同复活。
And if I die with Christ, then I will also resurrect with Christ.
这是永不改变、安定在天的。
And this is something that cannot be changed.
好，然后呢？那个路，约翰福音十四章第六节，耶稣说：“我就是道路、真理、生命。我就是道路，就是那一条路。”
And Jesus again says that he is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the only way.
耶稣的路，他所走的路，就是我们也要走的路。
And the way that he walked is the same way that we need to walk.
在诗篇八十五篇那边讲到说，他的脚中。第八十五篇，诗篇八十五篇十三节。
And Psalms 85 verse 13.
或者我们读第九节跟十八九跟十三哈。
Let's read verses 8, 9, and 13.
我要听神耶和华所说的话，因为他必应许将平安赐给他的百姓，他的圣名。他们却不可再转去妄行，他的救恩诚然与敬畏他的人相近，叫荣耀住在我们的地上。十三节，公义要行在他面前，叫他的脚中成为可走的路。
I will listen to what God the Lord will say. He promises peace to his people, his saints, but let them not return to folly.Surely his salvation is near those who fear him, that his glory may dwell in our land. Righteousness goes before him and prepares the way for his steps.
所以他的脚中，我们要步着耶稣的脚中走天路。
So we need to follow in Jesus' steps to walk the way of to heaven.
那道理生真理生命我朗读两处圣经给你们听，我就不多做解释，我想你们一看就懂哈。约翰福音第八章三十一跟三十二节，很清楚。我刚刚信耶稣不久，我读了这样的话，我立刻得到开启，怎么样能够领受真理哈？耶稣对信他的犹太人说，你们若常常遵守我的道，就真是我的门徒，你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。
I just want to share John chapter 8 verse 31 and 32 says, to the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, if you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples, then you will know the truth.And the truth will set you free.
这个真理，在耶稣最后要离开世界的大祭司的祷告里面，十七章十七节，他讲：“你的话就是真理，神的话就是真理。”
And so this truth Jesus refers to again later in John chapter 17, verse 17, when Jesus is talking about how the word of God is the truth.
那我们得真理是只是得到真理的字句呢，还是我们得到，我们怎么样得到实质的真理，是那个充满了神生命的真理，就是要常常遵守他的话。
And so when we receive this truth, is this truth just things that we know about, intellectual knowledge, or is it filled with the life of God?
那我们若行道，我们就会得到生命的一种果效，就是我们会得自由。
And now if we live out the truth, we live out this life that
不需要被罪恶捆绑
that God has for us, then we will be set free and will no longer be enslaved to sin and darkness.
这都是真实的。
So all of this is true.
我们再看一个地方，生命，刚刚学乔说他看到的那句经节，马太福音十六章二十四、二十五节。
Let's also look at Matthew chapter 16, verse
24 and 25. 我蒙主呼召要立意起来寻求神的时候，要来得他的活水泉的时候，神就是用这两节经文呼召我。我们一起来读好吗？于是耶稣对门徒说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我丧掉生命的，必得着生命。
Then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it.But whoever loses his life for me will find it.
二十五节说，如果你要救自己的生命，你要保留你自己，你要照你的意思去行，你就得不到神的生命。
What this means in verse 25 is, if you only want to preserve your own life and continue in your way of living, then you'll lose it.
凡是为我的缘故丧掉生命，就是说你舍己，你放下你自己。不照你的意思行，照神的意思行，你就会得着生命，得着神的生命。
But those who are willing to lose their life, meaning people who are willing to surrender and to follow Jesus, then they will find life.
对，耶稣说，我来了是要叫人得生命，而且得的更丰盛。
And so Jesus, you know, told us that, you know, he came to give us life and life more abundantly.
那所以约翰福音十四章，我觉得这个非常重要。神要把耶稣要把我们带到父那里去。
And so I truly believe John chapter 14 is so important because Jesus wants to take us to where the Father is.
不论是将来的归宿，将来灵魂的归宿，或者现在我们灵魂的归宿，都是在父那里。
So whether it's the place where we're going in the future or where we are now spiritually on this earth, we belong and need to go to the Father.
我在五分钟就结束哈。那所有这些工作，如果不是圣灵来，都不可能成全。
And all of this work that we're talking about, if it's not through the Holy Spirit, we cannot accomplish it.
所以那个以赛亚书三十章，我们刚要读的以赛亚书三十章。
So Isaiah chapter 30.
耶稣说：“我是好牧人，我的羊听我的声音，我要引领我的羊一直到死时，一直到我们离开这个世界。”那耶稣就是借着圣灵保惠师，他就是基督的灵，哈。那三十章的二十节、二十一节，我们一起读：主虽然以艰难给你当饼，以困苦给你当水，你的教师却不再隐藏，你的眼必看见你的教师。你或向左，或向右，你必听见后边有声音说：这是正路，要行在其间。
Verse 20 and verse 21, although the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, your teachers will be hidden no more. With your own eyes you will see them. Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it.
弟兄姊妹，这个是可以经验的。
Brothers and sisters, this is something you can experience.
我们这几个礼拜都在讲神的羊可以听到神的声音。
These last couple of weeks, we've been talking about how the sheep of God can hear His voice.
借着前读神的话。
Through first reading His scriptures, His word.
像玛利亚那样。
Being like Mary.
坐在安静坐在耶稣脚前，聆听他的生命之道。
Sitting quietly at the feet of Jesus.
用一个渴慕要明白神的心意，好来遵行这样的心，要来认识神，认识神的话。
Like having an attitude that is eager to learn about God's truth, to know God's will and God's heart, and to be able to live it out.
那神就一定会让我们听见他的声音。
Then God will.Let us hear His voice.
所以要来前读这本圣经是很重要的。
So it's so important for us to read this Bible.
那我们又讲另外一个点，有些时候我们经历一种人生的困境，我们真的不知道圣经什么地方是要来解释，要来给我解答我这个人生疑难的。
The other thing we talked about is how sometimes in our life we go through really tough circumstances where we don't know.If there's anything in the Bible that can help us understand what to do.
有时候神就主动的介入来对我们说话，用我们可以感受得到的那么清晰的意念，或甚至可以听到的好像是人的声音来对我们说话。
And in those circumstances, God can speak to us directly through ways that we individually know it's from Him, through whether it's a thought, or whether it's something as close to as, you know, hearing someone physically speak to us.
Yeah, 那上上礼拜我已经讲过，我举了很多的见证哈。那上个礼拜我也讲到，我最后就用这一点，就是荒漠甘泉里边给我们的一个很好的一个分享哈。就说我上个礼拜我讲到我自己的一个见证。
So in the last couple of weeks, we've also talked about testimonies that reveal these things that we've talked about. And last week, I gave a testimony from my own life.
我曾经在一个人生的低谷里。
You know, at one point in my life, I was at a low point.
在职场上呢，遇见很大的困境。
And in my career, I was dealing with a lot of difficulty.
我需要有工作养生。
I needed a job to, you know, make a living.
可是那个工作真的有很多的不容易。
But there were a lot of difficulties with that job.
所以我里边在想，我是要辞掉这个工作呢，还是不辞呢？
So I thought to myself, should I, you know, leave this job or should I stay?
我难过到一个地步，我没有办法工作下去，我请假回家。
And I was, you know, really distressed to the point that, you know, I had to take a day off.
神指示我去找一个他的使女。
And God moved me to go seek out.
非常清楚、很清晰的一个声音。My servant.
Yeah, a servant of God, and I heard this a voice really clearly.
非常清楚的声音，去找荣教士。
I heard this really clear voice that told me to find to go seek for.
就像是一个人的声音说在我的心里。
To seek for this person, and it was like a voice that spoke directly to my heart.
然后我去到那边也得到印证。上个礼拜我讲过，所以我简单说，我去到那边，那。谈了以后，这一个荣教士呢，他也从神听到、感受到一个感动啊。那他不是人的声音，有一个感动。对于我的问题，他有一个感动。
And so I did go to this person, and she prayed for me, and she too received something from God.
然后他就跟我说：“柯子妹，你今天回家，你就安静在神面前，就安静在神面前。”他强调：“就安静在神面前，你自己都不用去想什么，就安静在神面前。”
And she told me, "Sister, today you should go home and just be quiet and still before God. Don't even think about anything else."
甚至你都不需要开口祷告。
You don't even need to, you know, open your mouth to pray.
这个就是默默无声专等候神。
And this is what it means to be still before God and seeking His face.
因为我很尊敬他，我就照他的话去做。
And because I really respected what she said, so I did according to what she said.
我那个时候是灵命很幼嫩的时候。
At that point, you know, my spiritual life was really.
我照着去做。
I was very young at the time, so you know I just followed accordingly.
后来神就向我很清楚的向我指示该如何行。
And so God revealed to me what I should do.
上个礼拜我已经做了见证，我就不多讲了哈。那荒漠甘泉6月17号，我最后把这个读给你们听哦。你们如果家里有荒漠甘泉，你们可以回家再看哈。啊，6月17号他怎么讲？他说我们可以听到神的声音，可是很多时候有的人听不到，是为什么？他这边讲，我读给大家听哈。他说，以西结书1章25节，好，他引用这个地方哈。他说，当活物站住，将翅膀垂下的时候，在他们头顶的穹苍之上有声音。
So I want to share with you a passage from the Streams in the Desert devotionals. It's from June 17th. It starts off with a scripture from Ezekiel about, you know, one of the beasts that he sees with wings.
Okay. 我就直接念了哈，说人常问。I think you don't need to translate, 因为因为有这个文章可以看，我就读给您听哈。人常问你如何听见神声音的，在这里有一个秘诀：当活物站住、垂下翅膀时，在他们上面就有全能者的声音发出来了。什么是站住和垂下呢？只有一个意思：停止自己的活动。多少时候我们做事时不到神前去寻求他的旨意，而是一意孤行，就是不站住，自然听不见神的声音。多少时候我们虽在祷告中，还运用自己的聪明计划事情， 这是站住而不垂下，犹如鸟站在枝上，而翅膀还是扑着，仍不能听见神的声音。一位朋友告诉我，前几天他专心为着某件事祷告，他说，但是我不等答应来到，就照我自己的意思做了，结果非常不幸哦，因为我们不肯站住和垂下的缘故，以致吃多少亏，不仅耗费光阴，损失精力，甚至损失很多钱财，而事情又必须重新开始啊！基督徒，让我们站住，把翅膀垂下，领受神的话，然后我们可以直往前行，灵往哪里去就往哪里去行走，并不转身。所以神是可以对我们说话的，愿我们都能学会这个功课。好，对不起，我花掉不少时间，对不起，好，拜拜。